You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
My name is Ron Callow and I'm an Indian origin film director based in Melbourne. I migrated to Australia in 2012 from India, New Delhi, and I am into the film industry where I make films.
Now, I understand you have worked with a number of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people on films. Firstly, can you tell me about the work that you did with Aboriginal man Uncle Jack Charles?
Yeah, sure. So I started my career with a short film called The She-Shell, where I had the honour of working with legendary Jack Charles. So that was my first film, and the film was about climate change. So it was a very sensitive film, and we wanted someone like Jack Charles to come on film and take it to another level. So She-Shell was my first film where I had an opportunity to work with Jack Charles.
And tell me about this film, Seashells.
Sure. The She-Shell is about a girl who goes to a beach where she finds a seashell, and through the seashell, she communicates with Mother Nature's son, who's feeling up for his mother, who's not feeling well because of the pollution and all the water pollution and air pollution. So the girl starts, talking to Mother Nature's son, Ricky, which is played by Jack Charles, and they become friends. And Ricky educates the girl about, the pollution we are creating to the nature, to the mother. So that was the seashell about.
And do tell me more about the film work that you do with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people. Who else have you worked with?
Sure. My second film was The Untold, where I had an opportunity to work with Leila Tucker. She's a Torres Strait Islander, and that was my second film. And I just want to speak a little bit more about what was my experience working with these two personalities. When I started my career with Seashell, I was a little scared, to be honest, to work with Jack Charles. I was a little nervous, I would say, because he's such a great personality and he's done so much work in his life. He has seen so much in his life. So I wasn't sure whether he's going to say yes to me, because I'm just an upcoming director with an aim to make a film. But he straight away read the script and said yes. And, he happily said yes to work with me. And I still remember I had to pick Jack Charles from his apartment and take him to the studio for recording. So I picked him up and I was a little nervous. I wasn't sure how open he is, whether he's, how well the conversation will go. But when I picked him up, I felt instant connection with him. I felt like I know him from long time, and we become friends, and there was so much to talk about. There was so much common to talk about in terms of both of us, and I learned so much from him in terms of the work he has done in past, where he came from, and what he's going to do in the future. So that was a really, really, really great chat I had with him. He's really humble and welcoming, and he accepted me with open arms. There was no time I felt I'm working with a stranger. And same goes for Leila Tucker as well. So we approached Leila Tucker for our second film, The Untold. And she met for a coffee. She read the script. She loved it. And she asked a little bit about me, what I've done, and why I want to make films. And she said she will help me, and she will help me grow, and she will help me make this film great. And I'm thankful to both these personalities who have helped me so far to establish my career in Australia as a filmmaker.
Have you found any challenges working within the Indigenous space with your filmmaking?
I'll be honest with you, none. There was none. I felt the community, the Indigenous community, is so soft and welcoming that they never feel you like you're not part of them. They never make you feel that you're an outsider who's walking on their land, or, who's walking with them. And at no stage I felt there was any challenges. I felt like I'm part of their family. How friendly they were. They're giving me feedback if I'm doing something, because they have a lot of experience, both of them, as compared to what my experience is. So And the way they gave feedback was very polite, and at no stage I felt like there is some ego in these two characters and actors. And so I would say I never felt anything.
And what do you love most about working with First Nations people in your space of filmmaking?
There is a lot of good things to talk about. I feel like we don't have that much time to talk about on the radio show. But I highlight some key points where they were very, very, open in terms of they accepted me. You know, I'm Indian. I migrated from India to Australia, and they welcomed me with open arms and open heart. You know, and I felt like I'm working with a family member. You know, that I know them from so many years, and I felt like, you know, I'm part of them and they're part of me. And there was instant connection which I could made with these two personalities, which I was blown away. I'll be honest with you, in the beginning I was a little nervous how I was going to be working with, you know, Jack Charles and then with Lila Tucker, because she has a good experience in film and television as well, and she comes from theatre background as well. So I wasn't sure how open they will be accepting me, but I was blown away while working with them and seeing how helpful and how caring and how open-minded the Aboriginal community is.
And I'm wondering, do you think there are any similarities between your Indian culture and that of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples?
Yes, definitely. There are so many similarities, I would say. So I come from a Sikh background where we are farmers, and for us, land is our mother. So we pray our land because it gives us food, it gives us income. And when I picked up Jack Charles and I started talking about who I am and what I do, and then I could, there is a connection there where he started talking about the land as well. And I learned that land is very important for the community, and they pray the land, and pray mother, the land is God, land is the mother, you know. So that was one thing which, I really liked, and he really liked about me. And the second thing is the family. For us, we believe in family. We believe in respecting elders. We always, whenever we meet, we touch their feet and we take the blessing. So that's another common thing between our community, the Indian community, and the First Nations community, where we respect our elders and we give respect to the people who are with us or who has left us and gone. So that's another thing which I would say was there, which I could relate to while working with these two personalities.
And what does the future hold for you in your filmmaking? Do you want to do more work with First Nations peoples?
Definitely, 100%. I feel like it's my duty to do that because I am living on the land which belongs to them, and it's my job and it's my responsibility to pay back to the true owners of the land by working with them, by learning, you know, from them. So in the future as well, I feel like it's my responsibility to have Aboriginal cast in my film or Aboriginal crew in my film, so that I can build stronger bonds with them. And through my films, there's one thing I'm trying to do. I'm trying to build a bridge between the two communities, which is the Indian community and which is the First Nations community, where, you know, I can teach the Indian community about Aboriginal community, what they are, who they are. And if there is any doubts about, you know, how they are, you know, I can maybe clear that doubt through my films. And in India, especially India, there's not much talk about the Aboriginal community. There's not much talk about who's the true owners of the land. So I'm trying to bring that. I'm trying to widespread that information through films and, you know, the work I'm doing.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.